Hello, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. We're so glad to see you today. Today's topic is nature.
And the title of our lesson is Bad Pets. Bad pets. Marie, what do you think is a bad pet?
Well, when I think of a bad pet, I think of a pet that doesn't listen and scratches the couch and the bed.
I think I know what pet you're talking about. Well, you won't believe what we're talking about today, friends. Let's find out what it is. Here's our Read It, and Marie will help us.
Anna Wild is back on the show. Rob and Anna discuss animals again. They talk about exotic pets. At the zoo, Anna looks after some former pets. She cares for 2 tigers and 15 monkeys. These animals make bad pets. Cats and dogs are best.
Cats and dogs are best. Well, I first think of bad pets as dogs and cats that don't listen to their owners. They can destroy things in their home.
Or they can be even worse. They could even hurt someone.
So we all know what normal pets can do, and if they're bad, we know what can happen. But what about pets that are not normal?
Well, we'll find out more about that later. Right now, let's go to Jack. He needs to tell us our key words for today.
Hello. 今天 Rob 邀请的来宾 Anna 来谈谈动物园里的动物。Rob 说 Let's discuss animals. 动词 discuss 就是讨论谈论的意思。不过 Anna 说我们来谈宠物好不好？ Can we talk about pets? 宠物就是 pet. 可是动物园里的动物又不是宠物。Anna 说很多人喜欢买稀有很特别的动物来养，可是后来发现照顾不了，常常会送到动物园来。片语 look after 就是照顾。People can't look after them. Rob 问 Anna, 他接手过哪些宠物？ What former pets do you have at the zoo? 形容词 former 意思就是从前的、先前的。Anna 说他接手过两只老虎和15只猴子。老虎就是 tiger。2 tigers were sent to the zoo. 猴子就是 monkey. Anna has 2 tigers and 15 monkeys at the zoo.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Today, I'm interviewing Anna Wild. She works at the city zoo. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thanks, Rob.
You were on the show last May.
Yes, and I'm here again.
I'm glad. Let's discuss animals again.
Sure. Can we talk about pets?
Pets? Zoo animals aren't pets.
Anna Wild is on the show. She can help us a lot with today's lesson.
But Anna Wild works at the zoo, Peter.
Yeah, and today we are talking about animals. The zoo has many different kinds of animals in it. I love visiting the zoo and seeing the lions and the tigers.
But Peter, the title of today's lesson is Bad Pets. Yes, pets are animals, but pets are not animals that are in the zoos.
Pets are animals that are not in the zoo. Well, that's a good point, Marie, and that's exactly what we are talking about today. Pets are animals that can live at home. Other pets should be in the wild or in the zoo.
Well, Anna Wild was on the show last May. Do you remember her, friends? Either way, let's go to Rebecca to learn more about today's grammar point.
Hey, everyone! It's the beginning of a new and beautiful month, the month of October. Are you ready to have some fun? Then let's learn a grammar point. If you want to say that something happened in the past or you felt a certain way at some point in the past, you can use this grammar point. You were something. For example, you were hungry this morning, or I was cold last night. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. So these words was and were are very useful. It just takes some practice using them. So make sure you do that at home.
So Anna was on the show before, and then she says, I'm here again. When something happens another time, you can use the word again.
I cleaned my room. It got messy. Then I cleaned my room again. She didn't hear me. I said it again. Or I lost my homework, so I had to do it again.
Great examples, Peter. So our friends can discuss animals again. What about this word discuss? What does it mean?
Well, we discuss many things on this show. Discuss means to talk about something. My friends and I discussed what we should do this weekend.
I had a problem with my mom, but then we discussed the problem, and then we found a way to fix the problem.
That's great. Well, friends, let's find out what our friends discuss next.
That's right, Rob. Zoo animals aren't pets, but some people keep them as pets.
Really? Why?
People like exotic pets, but exotic pets are wild animals.
So they make bad pets.
Yes. People can't look after them, so they give them to us.
And you care for them.
Yes, that's my job.
Anna Wild wants to discuss animals. She wants to talk about pets. But wait a minute. She works in the zoo.
Pets? Hey, zoo animals aren't pets.
That's right. Zoo animals aren't pets, but some people keep them as pets. That doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
Well, yes, some people do like exotic pets. This word exotic means something that is from another place. I always think of colorful or exciting things that are from other countries.
Yes, but these exotic pets shouldn't be, well, they shouldn't be pets. They are wild animals. Wild animals should be out in nature, like in the forest, or up in the mountains, or in the ocean, not in our homes.
I do agree. So these exotic pets make bad pets. Let's visit Jack to learn some more.
今天讲到有很多人喜欢从国外买来一些稀有的动物来当宠物，这些动物原本是野生动物，并不适合当家里的宠物。所以Rob说， So they make bad pets. 这个句子里的make是成为的意思，而bad pets指的不是坏的宠物。形容词bad其实可以表达不适合或者不明智的，所以如果讲某样动物是bad pets， 其实是说它不适合当宠物，所以Rob说的 "They make bad pets" 意思其实就是它们不适合当宠物，养它们当宠物是不明智的。比如你说 "That was a bad time"， 表示当时的时机不适合，或者你晚餐后喝了一杯咖啡，结果晚上睡不着，你就可以说 "That coffee was a bad choice"， 表示那杯咖啡不是一个明智的选择。
Thanks, Jack. So one reason why these pets make for bad pets is that people can't look after them.
Now, look after is another way of saying take care of something. Are you an older brother or sister? Sometimes you help look after your younger brothers or sisters.
Yes, and every person that owns a pet looks after that animal. But many people have problems with exotic pets. They can't look after them.
So they give them to Anna Wild at the zoo, and she cares for them.
Wow, that's her job?
Yes, Peter, that's her job. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
That's my job.
That's my job. 那是我的工作。
Hello, I'm a new volunteer.
Welcome, I'm the zookeeper.
Ooh, do you feed the animals?
Yes, that's my job.
Do you play with the animals?
Yes, that's my job.
Ooh, do you train the animals?
Yes, that's my job.
Do you clean up after the animals?
No, that's your job.
That's my job.
That's my job. 那是我的工作。
Well, today is very interesting, and this is very important. Hey, I know another important thing we have to do. We need to take a break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break. So, Marie, I know you've never had a bad pet, but has your pet done anything bad in your home before?
Actually, my pet cat has done something bad. Sometimes he scratches my couch. I tell him not to do it, but he just doesn't listen.
Oh, I know what that means. That's going to be an expensive thing to fix a sofa. Well, friends, we have more to talk about in our next conversation. Let's watch it together.
What former pets do you have at the zoo?
We have 2 tigers and 15 monkeys.
Those aren't good pets.
Right. They bite, and you can't train them well.
But you can train cats and dogs.
Yes. Everyone, please don't get exotic pets. Cats and dogs are best.
Anna Wild is talking to Rob today. She works at the zoo, and some animals are there because people have tried to have exotic animals as a pet.
But they can't look after them, so they send these animals to the zoo, and Anna Wild takes care of them. What a great job!
Rob asks her, "What former pets do you have at the zoo?" This word former is used to describe things from before. I was a student in Miss White's class, so I am a former student of hers.
The zoo has some pretty interesting former pets. They have 2 tigers and 15 monkeys.
Tigers are big cats. They live in the jungle. And no one should have a tiger as a pet.
No, or a monkey. Monkeys live in trees. They should only live in the wild.
Right. Those aren't good pets. Now, these animals are not happy, and their owners have serious problems.
Wow, they can even bite you, too. Not only that, but you can't train them well. So let's visit Jack to learn more about this word, train.
野生动物实在不能养在家里，因为它们毕竟是野生动物，是很难训练的。Anna 就说 You can't train them well. 这里的 train 是动词，训练的意思。你可以说 I can train my dog to sit, 或者 Let's train them to run faster. 这些都是 train 当动词训练的用法。当然你可能也学过 train 是名词火车的意思。We traveled to Italy by train. 我们搭火车到意大利去。动作要快一点。 We don't want to miss the train. 我们可不想坐过火车。所以 train 可以当动词训练，它也可以当名词指火车。
So exotic animals can't really live as pets. They are not happy, and they cannot really be trained, except maybe by a professional.
But you can train cats and dogs. It's important to train your animal. Cats and dogs are best.
Everyone, please don't get exotic pets. It can be a little dangerous, too.
Yeah, they might look good or exciting. They're from a different country. But these pets are not happy, and you can't look after them.
That's right. Go to the zoo to visit exotic pets. All right, friends, we learned a lot, but right now we need to review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Discuss. Discuss. Let's discuss the weather. It's rainy.
Pet. Pet. Maddie has a new pet. It's a cute dog.
Look after. Look after. I feel sick. Please look after me.
Former. Former. Look, it's our former teacher, Mr. Tan.
Tiger. Tiger. Tigers are dangerous wild animals.
Monkey. Monkey. All monkeys can climb trees. Okay, friends, don't forget to practice our key words. Right now, let's review our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob.
Today, I'm interviewing Anna Wild. She works at the City Zoo. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thanks, Rob.
You were on the show last May.
Yes, and I'm here again.
I'm glad. Let's discuss animals again.
Sure. Can we talk about pets?
Pets? Zoo animals aren't pets.
That's right, Rob. Zoo animals aren't pets, but some people keep them as pets.
Really? Why?
People like exotic pets, but exotic pets are wild animals.
So they make bad pets.
Yes. People can't look after them, so they give them to us.
And you care for them.
Yes, that's my job.
What former pets do you have at the zoo?
We have 2 tigers and 15 monkeys.
Those aren't good pets.
Right. They bite, and you can't train them well.
But you can train cats and dogs.
Yes. Everyone, please don't get exotic pets. Cats and dogs are best. Am I?
What are you? You're a monkey, of course.
Oh, no! Goodbye, Monkey Man!
What? Where are you going, Ginger?
Well, I'm going back to the jungle. It's where I belong.
No, Ginger, you belong here with me. I take care of you.
Am I your pet?
Well, yes, kind of.
But monkeys make bad pets.
That's true. But Ginger, you're more than a pet.
I am? Yeah. More than a pet?
Of course, Ginger. We're family.
We are?
Yes, of course.
Yay. Can I call you Daddy?
No.
Okay, friends, let's practice answering some questions together. Here's question number 1. What former exotic pets does the zoo have? What former exotic pets does the zoo have?
You can find the answer in conversation C. The zoo has 2 tigers and 15 monkeys. Okay, question number 2. Do you have a pet? Do you want one? Why or why not? Explain. Do you have a pet? Do you want one? Why or why not? Explain.
Do I have a pet? Do I want one? Well, I don't have a pet here in America, but I have a pet dog back at home. So, I would like to have one here in America. It keeps me company at home. But having a pet takes a lot of work. I need to walk the dog, I need to buy dog food, and I need to wash the dog. It takes a lot of work, but I still want one.
Do I have a pet? Yes, I do have a pet. I have a cat named Mr. Cuddles. He's 6 years old. I got him when he was only 3 months old. He is very gentle and has a very quiet personality. But when it's time to eat, he will let me know. He wakes me up every morning so I can give him his breakfast. So I don't need an alarm clock. He has a lot of hair, so I have to brush him every day. I love all animals, but cats have a special place in my heart.
Do I have a pet? Do I want one? I do have a pet. I have a dog, and his name is Cloudy. It's a small poodle with gray hair, and it's very fluffy. So that's why I call him Cloudy. He likes to bark a lot, and I have to take him outside every day. But I like to take him outside because then I can see the sky.
Do I have a pet? Do I want one? Why or why not? Well, I don't have a pet. I think pets can be very expensive, so I don't really want one right now. Pets are very nice to have, but they also take a lot of time, especially if you have a dog. It's very important to spend time with your pets to train them and take care of them.
Friends, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.